Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women. Fun, fiery, and fierce, confidence coach Susan Axelrod and co-host online business producer Pam Sullivan offer real-time strategies and skill building for women wanting to use webcam in business. In this podcast, you'll learn how to rise, R-I-S-E, releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm are key to getting confident on video. Are you ready to rise? The show starts now.
Welcome to Webcam Confidence, where we help women in business rise. I'm Susan Axelrod, your confidence coach.
And I'm Pam Sullivan, your producer.
In our first series of Webcam Confidence for Women, we went over the basics with you. We were delighted to talk about the importance of webcam confidence and the way it will support your growing business. This is a skill that is here to stay with us, and we want you to have energy, be comfortable, and organic on video. One of the things that we shared was our top tip for having webcam confidence. We're going to talk about it again later today with our special guest. And that tip is practice, practice, practice. I have done this myself. I have literally hundreds of hours on video doing my daily Facebook Live and many other live and recorded videos that I've done. So I practice all the time. We also discussed how to show up on camera with energy and enthusiasm so that it really feels like you're connecting or your viewers are connecting with you when they see you, even if it's just a Zoom call for a meeting. But definitely if you're doing any kind of training, teaching, sharing, coaching, consulting, or online courses, webinars, et cetera. We also talked about how to be your own confident producer. We're lucky to have Pam Sullivan here, the greatest virtual producer, my virtual producer. Pam, I love this. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
Good to be here for our next series. Finally, we talked about how to look your virtual best. That was a fun episode that we did. We talked about everything from eyes, cheeks, lips. We talked about jewelry. We talked about what you wear, how you present. Looking your virtual best is a secret to webcam confidence. If you do what you need and really get yourself confidently presented, then you will feel better and have more confidence when using your webcam. So I'm happy to tell you that we compiled all of this information together. We put our downloads together from all of our first six episodes, and we have created an ebook that we are going to offer as a free download for now. We have a lot of exciting things coming, but that is going to be available to you. Stay tuned for how to get that free ebook. Now, Pam, remember that last episode that we did that led us to this new series?
Yes, that was fun, but horrible, but fun. It was really eye-opening and it was helpful. And we just wanted to show an example to people so for others to do the same thing and how that's done and how it can help, because I really think it's an important piece of getting comfortable on camera. It's really important to do. Sometimes hard, but I think it's really helpful and important.
Well, let's say what it was. We turned the lens on ourselves in the last episode of our first podcast series, and we actually did our own critique of ourselves and of each other, of very brief video clips that we actually showed during the podcast episode. And that's why Pam said it was fun and horrible.
Yes.
So, Pam, why don't you talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing in this series now?
Sure. Well, like you said, the last series was about the basics and things like that. So, but in this new series of our podcast, we're going to be masterclass oriented. So we're going to do a deeper dive into real life situations and how this really applies in business. We'll have some really great guests coming on, including like Adrian, who is here today. But Adrian is one of our guests who is going to be doing one of our loving critiques, and so we call it. So we're so grateful that you're in the hot seat with us today, Adrian. And we're just so excited to have you and that you agreed. So just a little bit about Adrian. Adrian Craig is a certified health coach. She is the founder of Life Canyon, and she is also a student and a mom. Adrian's Canyon system gives women the courage they need to believe in themselves, sharing a philosophy of curiosity, not judgment, in losing weight, and shows women how to own their power for creating lasting change. Adrian is an encouraging mentor who lovingly holds her clients accountable. Adrian, welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women.
Thank you for having me, Susan and Pam. I'm really happy to be here, and I'm excited as well as nervous to be in the hot seat.
Well, Adrian, we are delighted that you have joined us. And Pam and I, as I mentioned just before we started our podcast, Pam and I have been talking about you as a professional, as a business owner. You are really killing it. We are watching you go after what you want with your soul on fire. And you know, I love that. So I really am delighted that you're here. I've loved getting to know you in my weekly business accountability group, where I have been watching you all year and listening to you really grow out this coaching business where you support women lovingly with curiosity, not judgment of self, right? Of their yes. selves, to encourage them to feel confident and really get a healthy body image. Did I get that right, Adrian?
Yes, it's all about getting a healthy body and using curiosity instead of judgment, and just having confidence along the way. It's so much deeper than just a number on a scale or a clothing size. It goes well beyond that.
Absolutely. Well, I've been listening to you and watching you, and I've been in your Facebook groups. I know you have the walking group. You can talk about that later. And I'm grateful to be reminded of all of this for my own rise, actually. So thank you for that. All right. So when we invited you to be a special guest and you said yes, we asked you what it was that you were interested in by participating in this masterclass. And you said, I wrote it down, you want to convey your message organically and let your passion shine through with video. You said you get really nervous and in your head. So is that still where you are? Is that still, you know, accurate for you right now?
Yeah, I would say that's still true to a degree. I'm not a super expressive person. So even though I may be passionate about something, I don't feel that I necessarily convey it in a video. And even earlier today, I was out with a friend shooting a promo video for our upcoming podcast next week. And the first take went the best. And then we were trying to reshoot because of some noise and things. We're outside in nature. And I felt like the more we did it, the more in my head I got.
Ah, okay.
So that happens to me. And the video you're going to show, it literally took me 4 hours to create that video, which is only about a minute long.
Well, this is really the most fun ever. Adrian, honestly, I really want to thank you for your willingness to play with us here today. I promise you that your bravery is going to support other women in business. So you are in the hot seat. You know, we love you the most. But I do want to say, this clip that Adrian shared with us, which Pam is going to bring up now, we're going to watch for a few seconds and then we'll do our loving critique, was done last year. And like Adrian just said, it took quite a long time to just make a minute that felt right. Pam, I'm going to share my screen now and we're going to play a little bit of this video. And then Adrian, you'll be in the hot seat. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Adrienne Craig, the founder of Life Canyon. I work with women who are struggling with weight gain and a slower metabolism. I help them lose weight and feel great without deprivation and resentment. I work with women one-on-one to help them achieve their goals while honoring their unique lifestyle and needs. I use Curiosity.
Okay, I am going to stop the screen share now and we'll come back and have a little conversation. I wanted, Adrienne, I wanted to let you be able to say what it is that you do. So that was great that right away you were very clear on exactly what you do. Pam, let me let you get started first. And if we need to, I can screen share again to pull up the frame or whatever.
Right. So first of all, Adrienne, I applaud you for even doing it and getting started and getting out there. So that's the first thing. You should be proud of yourself for that. And I know, just because I know you've have gotten better since this video, but just for example, I hear what you're saying about getting nervous and getting in your head. I do the exact same thing. That is something that's, you know, when I first started, it's like looking at that camera. As soon as the camera comes on, like you said, you're natural, you're conversational until the camera comes on and you have to look at this camera. It's just, it's weird. And it's not natural. Like everybody says, it's hard. It's hard to do. I think the first thing that helped me, of course, we always go back to this practice. You said it took you so long to do just this 1 minute. But I think that's all part of it. It's the more you do it, the better you're going to get. And I think you probably have found that already. But about the camera, back to the camera. When I first started doing anything live and on camera, just, you know, like this, I always say, for me, it's huge. Doing anything like this is huge. But one of the things, and I've heard a lot of other people say it too, is look at the camera like you're, you know, like you're speaking to one of your clients or like you're speaking to a friend even, and just get comfortable even just looking at the camera. And I know it sounds weird for me. I don't know if you do it now too, Susan, but I actually look at the camera like the camera's friendly, like the camera is my friend, like actually getting comfortable with the camera, like, hey, camera, you know, so I
mean, Pam, sorry for interrupting, but I kind of love that.
Yeah.
You know, I do it differently. I'll talk about that, but I kind of love that idea. Like love on your camera. I mean, honestly, Adrienne, that camera is going to be your view for business. So to really get that in your head, hey people, you know, hi camera, thank you for, you know, letting me do business. So I do love that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've heard other people say that too. Tape a picture, an actual picture. I don't do that. I know a lot of people that do that. I actually just find like the camera is my friend, you know, so as weird as that sounds.
I have more, of course, big surprise mindset orientation that I'm literally speaking to you listeners right now. I have this energy when I come on and the camera is just a tool for me, but it's not even in my way because I am speaking directly to the people who need to hear what I have to say. So Adrienne, that is going to be, you know, again, you can practice this, you know, but to really create that mindset that you're just speaking through the camera, because I've heard you speak in person, including to me. About my own, remember when we did our podcast, we had that natural conversation when I was a guest on your show. And so that is another way to think about that. What do you think about this, Adrienne?
Yeah, I love the mindset piece. And I do love Pam's point about seeing the camera as your friend. Mm-hmm. I think I also like the idea of posting up a picture of people though.
Yeah. It's a very common tool that people use. You can put your friends there. I mean, if you put your friends there, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, Adrian, is countenance. I call it countenance. You know me, I'm always doing this, right? It's countenance. Mm-hmm. And so Pam and I talked when we were previewing the video about, and I think for this purpose, I am going to screen share again and bring it back up. Because I really want you to see, Adrian, the viewpoint of the lens. Even now where you are, it's the same thing. We want to invite you to raise your camera up with books, a box, you know, any fancy expensive thing you want. I have a plastic bin under my laptop. And sometimes I build it up with books if I have to, because my laptop is all over. It goes wherever I work. So, but we want you to bring it up a little bit so your eye is really looking, because right now it looks like you're looking down through a tunnel a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you see that? Right.
And then I think you can really see when you look at the pictures behind you, you can really
the tell. Perspective.
And you wouldn't think that that makes much of a difference to the person watching it, but it really does. Those little subtle things really make, because, you know, the goal is connecting with your audience and connecting to that person watching you. And I, you know, those things, those little things kind of make a difference in that.
So there's one more thing I want to say, and then we're going to watch a little bit more so you can see it, Adrian. And that is the countenance. If your laptop or, you know, your camera is up and you're looking straight in, you're open like this, you have a square body, you can open your countenance. And mm-hmm. I want to point out the facial countenance. This is one of the things that I hope that you'll consider and practice. And that is smiling, that you so love what you do. Like, I know I watch you every week in group, you know, talk about your business and you have ideas and you're really, like I said, you're just on fire. So I know how much you love what you do. And that's where this idea, the mindset of like anybody who listens, who's listening to me and needs what I do, like, I love you. And so you have a little bit more of a smiling countenance, but it has to be natural, just like you have now. Like you just did it. It's a little bit of the eyes and the uplift, and, you know, Susan Axelrod, confidence coach for women, right? I love what I do.
Yeah, I just wanted to add just a little bit to that. Totally agree, but I hear what you're saying, Adrian, is it's sometimes hard, and I'm the same way too. I'm not very, you know, I don't know what's the word, overly emotional or
animated
expressive. Yes. And I think with me sometimes it's just I think I am, because in my personal, you know, life, and my son says it all the time, he's like, stop doing this and stuff, you know. So I think I am, but I get so nervous in these type of situations or any type of situation where I have to be in a group and focuses on me. So I do get that, but I think you can try to, when you're practicing, you can almost train yourself, maybe almost. And even if it's like Susan says, just a smile, it kind of brings out more of your personality, because we know you're not a robot. We know you're not, we know you don't talk like that because we've seen it. So I think just remembering to smile and breathe. Don't forget to breathe. That's Susan's thing. And she taught me that just in general. Okay, breathe and take a deep breath. And so that would be, you know, one thing, smiling. And I think, I don't know, I've heard this too, is, you know, you always want to be yourself, of course. Yes, and you always, absolutely. However you are in real life, yes. you want to portray that in. But I think for some reason, the camera takes away a certain percentage of your personality just right away. So I think that if people just bump up their natural personality a certain percentage when you're on camera, it will come out more natural, I think. What do you think about that, Susan?
Yeah, I want to say this is an interesting conversation for all of our viewers and listeners. So Adrian is almost like proposing a question. Is this something, you know, can you if you're not an animated person, as you just said about yourself, I'm not so animator or whatever you said, can you learn to be more animated? Because for me, part of it has to do with voice inflection. That is one of the things that you can learn to do by what? Practice, practice, practice. But Adrian, it's really important. Our work is never, ever, ever about making you anyone other than who you are at your most authentic. And because of the fact that you're sitting here having this conversation with us, you want more people to hear you. You want to do this even better because you realize video is the new television. And so you may practice these things. Let's pull another little tiny clip and then we'll continue this conversation.
LifeCanyon.com. You can schedule a free 60-minute weight loss discovery session or a free 30-minute connection session. During your session, I'll help you create a sense of clarity about the health and body you really want, discover the essential building blocks for having the body of your dreams, determine the number one obstacle preventing you from losing weight and keeping it off, and identify the most powerful actions you can take to help you lose weight and keep the body you desire.
Okay, I just am loving everything about this. I'm looking down at my clock to make sure we have more time for, and we do. Adrian, I'm loving everything about this. First of all, we just want to reiterate that this was done last year and you've come a long way, baby, already. And still you're here because you want to grow. Why? To have more people, you know, receive this important service that you offer, right? Yes. And so, it's coming up to me again. Again, we realize now that was a very canned pitch presentation. This is why I become apoplectic when anybody talks to me about the pitch. Don't talk to Susan about the pitch. I hate everything about the pitch because it's not really, we're in the world of opportunity. You know, Cornelia Stephanie calls it offering our services. It's an offer. It's not a pitch. I'm not pitching to you. I don't really care if you hire me or not, you know, but if you have an unhealthy body image, if you are concerned that you really want to live a healthier life, have a more fit life, and, you know, work with a wonderful, loving, supportive coach who's going to hold you to accountability in the most loving way, Adrian Craig is the person for you. And, or I'm your coach, right? That's you saying that, not me. I'm a confidence coach, but you, I'm your coach. I want to do that for you. So Adrian, again, we want to be really clear. You know, one of our episodes, we talked about how to look your virtual best and we're like, you know, eye makeup, blush, lipstick, you know, all of that. That is not unimportant. It look how beautiful you look. It is important, right? But even multiple times, you'll see when you get our ebook on the journey to webcam confidence, you're going to see in that section in particular, we say play with it, don't overdo it, make it comfortable for you. And it's the same thing here. So Adrian, what are your thoughts now about this type of thing that we're talking about where, you know, you ask yourself, you know, can I animate more or how do I, you know, bump it up, you know, an Adrian notch?
Well, what really struck me is Pam's comment about how being on camera already takes away a little bit of your personality. And I think that's so true because if you think about it, you know, you're seeing me from like the clavicle up, right?
Yes.
And in person, I do like speak with my hands and things a lot, but you don't get much of that expression. And I feel somewhat boxed in. So I do like the tip about just trying to figure out how to naturally bump up your personality a little bit to account for the fact that video kind of boxes that out a little bit.
And I think it's okay. I think we've talked about this. I don't remember which show of our last one, but we did talk about this, using your hands. I think it's okay. I like it when people use their hands and move around. I think I move around too much. I don't know, Susan might say a different, but I think I move my head around too much, and something I'm trying to work on, but I think that is okay. I just, before I forget, I wanted to also mention, Adrian, about using a script and kind of reading a script. I do it. I know Susan does it. We keep kind of notes in a window on our background. We've talked about this on another show too before, but I think it's really important, even if you use notes, don't really read them, because for me, it makes me more nervous when I'm reading it, because it trips me up every time. I lose my place and then I'm trying to find my place. And I think that comes with practice too, is that I keep some bullet points there and I do keep some paragraphs there and sentences, but I try really to position it in a certain way where I still can talk natural. And it's okay if you don't get it perfect. Totally okay if you don't get it perfect. Yeah. I'm far from getting everything perfect.
I'm 100% on that. I don't know what you're talking about, Pam, because I move all the time, but I need to. And Adrian, one of the things that I'm going to suggest to you, and by the way, Pam and I were inspired to do this, and we talked about it, and that inspiration is coming up right now. Adrian, we would love to have you back after you practice, and you're thriving. We want you to come back and apply this and do another video and share with us about your business. And, you know, if you want to, you're welcome to, but I just want to say, your space, Adrian, I'm very active. And right now the only space I have to work in is a sit down space. And so I like a stand-up space or sit down either, but I want to encourage you, Adrian, to walk around the house all over again and see if there's another space that you could use. You could get a screen in your background if you don't have a wall, you know, whatever. I have a backdrop here. It's a piece of material, right? You know, you can do it that way. So feel free to do that, because your energy may actually be captured in your space, Adrian. And because you're a health coach, you may, I'm looking down at the time just to make sure again, you may want to be standing up actually. And that actually may serve you even better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pam, in our preview talked about, Pam, why don't you share, we just have about one more minute. Why don't you share what, you talked about how, what you do before you go on?
Yeah. So the nerves get the best of me. They always have, especially doing something like this. So, I almost kind of go into a mindset, like, I call it survival mode sometimes, where I'm like, how did I do that? I don't know how I did that, but I make sure I give myself plenty of time. If I'm going live, I mean, I know we're talking about you have a pre-recorded video, but I guess it's the same thing. But if you're going live, especially, give yourself plenty of time beforehand. Susan's really good at relax and breathe. So just breathe, just be confident knowing that, you know, you're going to have a conversation. Just think of it as a conversation with a friend or a colleague, or one of your clients. And so, you know, just a couple of little things just before you go on to kind of get you into that mode, I guess.
And in the ebook, you're going to see where I talk about standing up and shaking it out. I've done this with many clients I've coached in this kind of thing. One of the women in our group, in fact, had a big presentation in India or something, you know, online. And I did a whole thing with standing and shaking with her. I remember that. So look, we're going to bring this to a close now, even though obviously we could go on and on. Adrian, do you have any last thoughts or questions or anything that you would like to share?
I just wanted to thank you again for having me on and say that I took away some great tips today as far as thinking about how to bump up personality, practicing ahead of time, looking at the camera as a friend, and getting a mindset in place. I know before my podcast, I always do a little meditation and a relaxation exercise before I get on camera. And I feel that's helped me come a long way too, is the podcasting.
The podcasting, but that's an interesting thing. I'm wondering if the meditation, the relaxation meditation, is not the right thing to be doing before you go live on camera. That's a very interesting thing. You might dance to some music instead.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
That is.
That's interesting. So,
but I think that's the important thing too. Try different things. Mm-hmm. Keep practicing, try different things. That's really the most important. That's what we do in the studio. We offer time to practice. And so for all of our podcast guests, we do offer that free time in the studio. So we can't wait. And we hope you keep going, because you are doing great. And you really should be proud of yourself just for getting out there and starting. And so really great job, Adrian.
Totally. Ditto, ditto, ditto. I mean, honestly, Adrian, keep up the great work. We're looking forward to seeing you in the virtual presenter studio for that free session. We're going to do this. We're going to record you. We're going to practice with your voice. We're going to practice with your animation. So we're definitely going to do that with you. Adrian, please share with us how people can work with you. Where do they find you? How can they work with you?
Sure. You can find me on my website at lifecanyon.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram, LinkedIn, and you can find me every second and fourth Friday of the month for my podcast, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough.
Good voice inflection there, Adrian.
Thank Very you. Nice. I'm learning already.
Absolutely. I loved it. Friends, thank you so much for joining us for this masterclass. We are looking for other brave guests to bring in and have this same conversation so we can support your rise in business. If this conversation was helpful to you, we invite you to share this podcast with other business owners, and stay tuned for the link to get the free download book, Your Journey to Webcam Confidence. Pam, thank you. See you in the studio.
See you in the studio. And thank you again, Adrian. Thank you for listening to Webcam Confidence for Women with Susan Axelrod and Pam Sullivan. Be sure to tune in every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. And before you leave, be sure to download your free Journey to Webcam Confidence workbook at bit.ly/Journey to Webcam Confidence. And if you're interested in practicing your own virtual presentation so you can grow your business using video, be sure to check out the Virtual Presenter Studio at volutionvirtual.com/studio. If you need a boost from a confidence coach, Susan Axelrod is the coach for you, offering women the scaffolding to create their own freedom in business and in life. Find her at whatwillyourlegacybe.com. See you next time.